bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Guys, they made nice at the end. That was a beautiful moment between two people that one of them told the other one to kill themselves just like a minute before. That's a beautiful thing that you can really only get at a comedy open mic. Let's get a big round of applause going for your next comedian, Mr. Ian Ellis.
Hey, guys. Which one of you monsters took a shit in the bathroom? I was excited to talk to just the guys, but then you guys snuck a female in here. Are you guys dating? You're dating him? Oh, you're with him?
Yeah.
And he's just the third wheel? That's awkward. You didn't have to sit between them, man. You got the Holy Spirit. They definitely met on the internet. It's also how they found their black friend. You don't just go around looking like Duck Dynasty and meet a cute girl with dimples and a black guy. You want to hang out with those dudes. I don't know what's going on. Trump, I feel like the first person that heard he wanted to be president and didn't laugh needs to be slapped in the face. I don't know who it was. It's probably so a lot of people are pointing the finger at his supermodel wife that he bought from the Ukraine. I think that bitch would have giggled at him. She'd be like, "You are no Putin." The art of the deal will not work on the steel bear. That's everything I know about Russia. They're into bears and they work with a lot of steel. They're steel working people. And most of them are a bunch of drunks. Guys, Batman is a bunch of bullshit. Okay. Dead soon. He's dying of cancer. I'm not going to devote my life to stopping cancer. Ben was like, "My parents are out. I'm fighting crime. I don't even know if I'll donate." And I like my dad. I love him. I'm not sure what's killing him more, the cancer or the alcoholism. It's hard to tell. But I kind of... Like, God is an asshole, okay? Because I feel like if you have cancer, you should be able to take a 12-step. If you're an alcoholic, you should have to go through chemo. That should be a lot more fair. Alcoholics hurt people. They should have to suffer a little bit. People with cancer should be able to just take 12 steps, find God, and then be okay. Make some amends. Oh, cancer only kills you if you don't make the amends. That's terrible. He died of too much of an asshole colon cancer. He just apologized to that one person. He'd still be with us. You know what? Fuck that guy. I don't even know why we're having a funeral. I'm gonna go piss on his grave.
That guy
knows what he did to him. I'm glad you're laughing. Hold on. I don't like cramps because they're painful. It's hilarious. It's a well-written joke. This is me being Hannibal Buress. Not just they're painful, I just mostly get them when I'm fucking. And it's really hard to stretch your leg and keep your flow at the same time. A little dick like mine, like I'm mostly just twerking on the pussy. So if I gotta stretch something out beforehand, this is not going well. So me and my bitch, we gotta do yoga, and we line up our chakras, and then we fuck. Shut up, Sean. That was a heckling ass laugh. You got your How come you don't have a girlfriend?
She's not here.
Oh, is it his sister?
No, she doesn't.
I'm not trying to be mean. You look like Dumbledore, who's beloved by all people. All right, Mitch, where's Mitch at? Shout out a premise real quick and I'll close it out. Just give me a fucking word, man.
Jack Baker.
Oh, Jack Baker's supposed to roast me, which stinks because he's a nerd. And nerds don't know how to be mean in a good way. So I'm going to be like, you look like one of Ted Cruz's nephews. People are going to laugh and he's going to be like, your jokes are inconsistent. We don't book you because we think you're an alcoholic. I just have to sit down and think about my life because he's a fucking asshole. All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I'll have a good night.
Keep it going for Ian Ellis, everybody. Hey, Ian, how'd you get my roast jokes in advance? I was working really hard on that bit. It's going to burn you good. Actually, I've done roasts before, and this might surprise you. I've been told that I'm too mean at every single one I've ever done. So get excited. Last time I had to stop telling a joke halfway through it because the audience hated me. And then I got mad at them and told them it was a roast, and then they judged me. So I sat on stage in silence the rest of the night. I didn't care. Because I won.